So for the first time, China has set up a calculation standard for greenhouse gas emissions. How effective is the new standard to help control carbon emission from the heavy polluted industries?
First, it's very good to see that China has this calculated standard. But how effective, I think, it will be in practice next year, June. I think the first thing, it depends on the price companies need to pay. At the same time, they need to improve their clean production process. I think during this half year, maybe the time is really short, they have to push the companies to have innovation of the new technology. So I think the companies have to know about the price they have to pay, the sacrifice they have to make about the business and also the profit. So they have to have innovation of the new technologies in very short time.
A nationwide emission trading market is due to be established by the year of 2017. By your observation, how is the emission trading going in China right now?
Right now, there are 7 cities doing this, and they have specific trading or quota or anything given by the government. We have the government regulation, and more is coming during the time before they have the nationwide market. Right now, it's successful, but it depends on the needs of the companies. I know some companies, they have the innovation, but in the beginning, companies need the support of the government. Otherwise, they cannot survive in the business trend. From the challenges, from the macroeconomy, I think we are establishing the regulations, but we need to know how to supervise and implement those regulations. So how to make companies benefit from this process of trading. But from the microeconomy, I think the technology needs to be improved for the companies. I think the innovation of the pricing scheme should also be specifically drafted by the government because China is a very big country. It has to be differentiated in different cities or in different industries.
Ahead of the 2015 UN Climate Change Conference in Paris, China's climate change negotiator Xie Zhenhua has called for a legally binding deal to be forged during the summit. What specific role can we expect China to play this time?
For the specific role China can play this time, we are not a developed country. We are still developing, but we are a very advanced developing country. We are having a leading role for the other developing countries. But at the same time, we have a lot of carbon emission. It is a very strong and different country between the two sides. So that is how make it so different and important.